Good morning. Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today, so expect miracles. Thank you for joining me today. Faith in the Morning exists to help you start your day with faith and encouragement, and that's exactly what's going to happen today. Let's jump right into today's devotional podcast. If you're watching on social media, go ahead and share and follow us so you don't miss any of this faith-building content we release. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, go ahead and subscribe. If you're watching us on TV, you'll see a QR code. Make sure you scan it so you access all the wonderful things we have available for you. You can visit us at carrickbutler.com. You can download the Faith Plus app to get all the thousands of hours of content we have for you. Well, let's get started with our daily confession. It's an affirmation we say every single day to remind us who we are in Jesus and the life he has for us. You ready? Say with me. Say, I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of this world. Jesus said it, so I believe it. I'm a carrier of the glory of God. Today, I will experience the extreme goodness of God. Today, I make myself available for God to show his goodness to others through me. Today, I am increasing in influence. Today, I will see the goodness of God in my life. Today, something good is going to happen to me, so I expect miracles. Praise God. Go with me once again to Ephesians chapter 1. We talked about this yesterday. On Monday, we talked about seeing yourself as recipients of God's great mercy and seeing yourself as recipients of God's great love. And yesterday, I said, see yourself as a recipient of an inheritance. For those in the natural who receive an inheritance, they think differently. They don't just receive extra money, but they're in a mindset of someone laid up this inheritance for me. And every single believer has an inheritance from God. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10. Notice what it says here. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10. Says that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, he might gather together and want all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in him. In him also we have obtained an inheritance. So say it with me once again. Say, I have an inheritance. And one of the things we see in verse 18 is that inheritance is in the saints. That inheritance is in every single believer. So once again, say with me. Say, I have an inheritance. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 3. And look at this Ephesians 3 prayer. It's another prayer I encourage you to pray for yourself and pray for me and pray for your church family every single day. Ephesians chapter 3. Notice what it says. Verse 14. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. Notice this about your inheritance on the inside of you, but there are grants associated with your inheritance. Did you catch that? That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. Now, where are the riches and the glory? We see that in Ephesians chapter 1. It's in you. Say, the riches of the glory is in me. Come on, say, the riches of the glory is in me. Come on, say it with me. Say, the riches of the glory is in me. One of the things on Faith in the Morning, I want you to get in the habit of acknowledging what God has put on the inside. Because when you acknowledge what God has put on the inside, you face life with confidence and boldness, not confidence in your fleshly ability, not confidence in your fleshly education, fleshly abilities and education. That's good. I'm not knocking those. But I don't want your confidence to rest with what you can do just as a natural human person. I want your confidence to rest in who you are in Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit working in your life. And one of the ways you get that Holy Spirit confidence is by acknowledging what God put on the inside of you. And since this inheritance on the inside of you, you have access to supernatural strength so that you might be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. So that strength you need for today flows from your spirit. That strength that your body needs for today will flow from your spirit. It even says elsewhere in the scriptures that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead quickens your mortal body or gives life to your mortal body. Well, where does the Holy Spirit live? He lives within our heart. We're one spirit with him. And his life, that's what 1 Corinthians 6 teaches. And that life that flows from him gives strength to our body. And so you might say, well, I feel tired today, Pastor, you know, tired physically, tired emotionally, tired mentally, tired in all these different areas. I want you to know that there is supernatural strength for you today. It doesn't have to fall from heaven. It's already come from heaven and it's on the inside of you. So pray this Ephesians 3 prayer today. Pray and access what God has put on the inside of you. So let's pray it together. Say, Father, I pray that you'll grant me according to the riches of your glory, to be strengthened with might by your Spirit on the inside. I pray that the anointed one Jesus and his anointing may dwell in my heart by faith. I pray that I become rooted and grounded in love, and that I may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, length, depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge and understanding. I pray that I might be filled with all the fullness of God. And now, Father, I thank you that you're able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all I can ask, think, pray for, or imagine, according to the power that's working in me. That's that Ephesians 3 prayer. It grants you supernatural strength. It grants you a greater understanding of God's love and his plan for you. And you need to pray it every single day. It's one of the ways you acknowledge what God has put on the inside of you. So don't forget what God's put on the inside of you. Don't forget about your inheritance. Have a wonderful day. We're out of time. If you're watching us on TV, scan that QR code so you can be connected to all of our wonderful resources we have for you. If you're watching on podcasts, listening on podcasts, click the link and access Sunday's message. Also, we send out a daily newsletter every single day in addition to this devotional to help you add to your faith. So make sure you subscribe to it. Start your day with faith and encouragement, and let's go on this journey of faith together. Thank you for tuning in today. Have a wonderful day. God loves you so much. I love you. And remember, something good is going to happen to you. So expect miracles. God bless.